has been won by Max Verstappen. That's the latest.
Your kind of music. Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
Wonderful Land heralds the start of another hour of wonderful music. Country, pop, folk, comedy, but all from just around the doors here on Tyneside, up into Northumberland and down into deepest Durham. I'm Gary Hogg, my lovely producer Chris Jones is here, as always. Now, it's a couple of years ago, our good pal Jim Hornsby was having a clear out and he gave us a whole bag full of CDs of local artists for the Geordie Hour archive. Here's the Skip Rats from Durham.
Everybody's going out and having fun, and just a fool for staying home and having done. I can't get over how she set me free. Oh, lonesome me. But then it's big time digging five, just hanging around. I know that I should have some fun at Paper Town. I've thought of everything.
Skip Rats, Colin Me on vocals from an album Jim Hornsby passed on to us for the archive. That was recorded in Newcastle at the Sound Advice Studio, 1994. Now, here we have a beautiful Northumbrian voice, Judy Dinnan, born in Corbridge, farming family, the Hendersons. This is her singing a Joe Wilson song from the mid-1800s, given a makeover by Pete Scott, who joins her on this, along with Johnny Dickinson and Tony Davis. lovely Judy Dinnan from a Fine Times album, 2004. Sad to say that three of that lineup are no longer with us. Never forgotten on the Geordie Hour, though. And the bigger our archive grows and the further back we go with recordings, and a lot of fine musicians have passed on. Now, we'll play a fair bit of Prelude on the show. They did a fundraiser for us for Hospital Radio. Brian, Irene and Ian were the original lineup. Well, we'll have Brian and Irene coming up later, but this is Ian Vardy and a little lineup we put together called Vardyville.
I'll never let you see the way my broken heart is hurting me. I've got my pride and I know how to hide all my sorrow and pain. I'll do my crying. If I wait for cloudy skies, you won't know the rain from the tears in my eyes. You'll never know that I still love you so, though the heartaches remain. I'll do my crying in the rain. Raindrops falling from heaven could never wash away my misery. But since we're not together, I look for stormy weather to hide these tears I hope you'll never see. Someday when my crying's done, I'm gonna wear a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you'll never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. Raindrops falling from heaven could never wash away my misery.
But since we're not together, I look for stormy weather to hide these tears I hope you'll never see.
Someday when my crying's done, I'm gonna wear a smile and walk in the sun. I may be a fool, but till then, darling, you'll never see me complain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying.
Gary Hogg with you, Geordie Hour here. Carice and I spent a lovely morning last week sunning ourselves on the banks of the Wanny, just along from Sheepwash. Nice bacon sarnie from the cafe. And I thought of this lass, because she's from Sheepwash, Leah Kankowski.
Time.
Leah Kankowski from a Ain't That Kinda Girl album, recorded by Steve Cunningham at the Boom Chang record studio 20 odd years ago. Leah lives and works singing in Benidorm now and comes from the lovely Sheepwash Bank area of, well, just down the hill from Gade Post, which is just along from Bedlington. Beautiful countryside. I'll tell you where else there's beautiful countryside and all, along by Chesley Street. I spent a lot of time tootling around the country roads there on my motorbike when I was about 16. This lad's from Chesley Street. I first played him 8 years ago when he was only 14. Mackenzie Sol.
Maybe I'm a fool for letting you go. There were so many times you said you wanna be alone, and I didn't know what to do with those words. I could have left, and I could have changed. I could have left you with so much pain, but I wouldn't know what to do with my life. And why would you tell me that you'd never felt so in love? Then go out and do something stupid to mess it all up. Oh, I can't sleep cause you're on my mind. It's 4 a.m. and I'm losing time that I don't need and I hate it all. I can't sleep when you can sleep just fine. I can't sleep and I overthink. Then I get up and I start to drink. Though I keep telling you that I'm fine, but I can't sleep when you can sleep just fine. Goals. And you text me late at night saying you don't want to be alone. And I didn't know what to do with those words. Now I'm taking back decisions I've made. All the stupid habits I know you hate. When I text you 9 to 5 begging you please don't change your mind. Am I wasting my time? Oh, I can't sleep cause you're on my mind. Sleep. don't need it, and I hate that I can't sleep, but you can sleep just
Kenzie Sol from Chesley Street, played for Lumley Football Club when he was younger. His mum and dad were both singers as well, Nicky and George. Not just a great singer though, he trained at the Royal Ballet in London, and he landed the lead role in Billy Elliot in the West End. He lives and works in LA now. He's done canny, yeah? Remember where you heard him first. Ah, now our pal Sonia Mulligan sent us a message last week, just keeping in touch. So I thought I'd dig out one of her tracks. Our sponsor David Robinson will like this one. Sonia Mulligan from Kilmarnock.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Looks like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I remain the same as sitting here resting my bones. And this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting
Sonia Mulligan, I hope you're doing okay, pet. And James and Jack, of course. We've had Jack on singing on the Geordie Hour as well, of course. Next up, a lad who's very popular at the local open mic nights. He's like a walking jukebox. From North Shields, but living in Bedlington now, I think. He was in Blythe. Bit of a globetrotter. Barry Burgess.
Is crap, need a lot more effort. heaven, his marriage away. He lost his home, his kids, a reason to live. She lost 26 pounds, now it's in a gym.
Very Burgess, very hard working local lad. Look him up on Facebook. Now here's a lass, a fantastic singer, musician, composer, based in Newcastle, Georgia Seddon.
The silvers, he flies so high and he sings so loud. I heard him from the ground. The silvers, he makes one move and he claims the sky. And trains the sun with every song. Who's the stork among the birds I see flying? So far out of reach, his colors blind me. But I see my little girl to his all surrounding light. He soars unaware, there's all the other birds have flown. The silver tea flaps his wings and takes over the sky. I see him up above. He only looks straight up and never down. And I'm passing under. I'm passing under. Who's the stork among the birds I see flying? So far out of reach, his colors blind me. But I see my little girl to his all surrounding light. He soars unaware, there's all the other birds have flown my sky. So high and he sings so loud. I heard him from the ground. The silver tea makes one move and he claims the sky and rains the sun for every song.
Georgia Seddon. Her dad is Mike Herron, out of the Incredible String Band. And as well as her solo work, she plays in his band. Now, Geordie's doing a Geordie song here from a vinyl LP called English Sporting Ballads. It's from 1977, so sorry about the crackles. It's a song about the famous boat races on the Tyne in the mid-1800s. Harry Clasper was the hero back then. And the races were held from the Tyne Bridge right up to Leamington. Now here's the original high-level ranters, Johnny Handel on the vocals.
All you that wish to hear a song, come listen to my ditty. It's about a man belongs this town and one from London City. On Wednesday they've both agreed, if weather should prove fine, sir, to have a rowing match of speed upon the River Tyne, sir, upon the River Tyne. The stakes is laid, all things made right, they're posted down their tin, sir. On Wednesday we do hope and trust that Clasper he will win, sir. And if he does, we make no doubt there'll be a regular shine, sir, when you see your townsmen gain the day upon the River Tyne, sir, upon the River Tyne. In the morning from the bridge they'll start, and both of them endeavour to pull their best and get the lead when rowing up the river. And when they get to Leamington, the loser will repine, sir, when he finds that he has lost his stakes upon the River Tyne, sir, upon the River Tyne. And as they up the river row, they'll have spectators plenty. Steam carriages on the river side will move along quite gently. They will be filled with passengers, gents and ladies fine, sir. They all will hope that Clasper will gain the race upon the Tyne, sir, the race upon the Tyne. And now if Clasper gains the day, you'll all agree with me, sir, in Durham and Northumberland, there'll be a glorious spree, sir. They'll fill their glass and drink this toast, with hands together a joint, sir. Success to Clasper if he wins the race upon the Tyne, sir, that race upon the Tyne.
It was Monday, it was wash day, and the wind had gotten up and you could see that me mother was itching to get all our washing hung out on the line instead of the pulley that hung in the kitchen. A good drying day's a blessing, she says, dragging the mangle out into the yard. Your clothes will all smell of fresh air for a change, instead of them stinking a lard. No, Mrs. Next Door, who lived right next door, she was 17 stone, thereabouts, and was laughed at the size of her bloomers on a wash day when she had them hung out. Our son Oscar, next door, wasn't half a big lad. He wanted to be 17 stone slimmer, but he never really got run of it, because he never missed that many dinners. He had a waistline the size of a coastline, just a geet dollop of spam, and underpants the size of an 8-yarder skip, a reet hassle to wish for his mum. She could only get one pair in the tub at a time. When they were wet, they weighed nigh on a ton, so she was still pegging stuff out on the line when the neighbours had their ironing done. There was one pair of pants was his favourites, and him not being the sort to wear thongs, these were geet belly warming apple catchers, purple nylon with polka dots on. Took her 6 pegs to get her out of the lane. With the wind blowing, she had a reet job. She had just enough strength left in her poor soul to fill the kettle to put on the hub. She was looking out the scullery window, and she nearly dropped deed with a fright, because there was Oscar's best undies heading off over the roofs like a kite. The end of the clothesline had pulled itself loose, the dogs was all starting to bark, because the wind had gotten into his undies, like the mainsail on the old cutty sark. Oscar was doing his allotment, he seen them going past, he thought, them underpants look just like mine. Then he realised the war, when he seen their back wall was still dangling on the end of the lane. Now Joby the ragman had just parked his horse, given a nose bag of grub, while he negotiated for his old copper boiler from this wife at about a twin tub. And he seen the clears fall, thought his prayers had come true, a whole cartload of clears from the sky. But the horse, poor lad, he wasn't too chuffed when the shreddies went slap round his eyes. He showed his annoyance by shaking his head, nodding it fast up and down, Then he's up on his back legs like Trigger and hortled off down the street towards Toon. Well, Oscar had heard the commotion, come to see what was the crack. When he seen what a state the poor horse had been in, he went back for a shovel and sack. No wonders, apart from Westdear, it's the market, and the Toon's fair bawsin' at the seams, with all manner of stalls, vans and trailers, and the Walser's bloke selling ice creams. Why, the horse just galloped on through there, stood on 100 folks' toes, with his lugs sticking out through the leg holes, and the gusset slapped tight round his nose. Still dragging the clothesline behind him, picking up all manner of stuff, there was a trolley, a brolly, and two border collies, and a Walser's bloke who wasn't too chuffed. He got through the market, and he ran out of Puff. He'd run out of High Street now, because he went straight up the stairs and through the front doors of the Plodgebran District Toon Hall. Way Wallace the Pollis was forced on the scene, he started to look round for clues. The vicar's wife says, "Those kecks are Oscar's." And then she blushed when folks asked how she knew. Way I was filling the scuttle out in the backyard when the Pollis van pulled down the back rise. They opened the back doors, pulled out a brick wall, a clothesline, and Oscar's best drawers. They said they wouldn't be pressing any charges because it'd been a fluke, act of God, so to speak. Oscar was still getting embarrassed, didn't show his face in the club for a week. They still talk of the day that his undies took flight, and some folks can be a bit mean. But Mrs. Next Door, she can howl a heat high, because the underpants in vault had been clean. One of the stories I wrote for the Fairly Truthful Tales series, and my good pal Tom McConville on the fiddle in the background. Bit of country now. Geordie lad that went to St. Cuthbert's School. He lived in North Carolina for a lot of years. Can you imagine an American coming over here trying to sing Geordie songs? Why, they'd get found out, wouldn't they? Bernie Lamb, though, he managed to do well singing country songs over there. Well, you would with a voice like this.
If I let you down, you keep right on smiling. You never let me see the teardrop fall. Take my breath away. Just when I think I couldn't love you more. And when I'm down and the world has got me weary and I'm losing sight of what I'm reaching for, just take my hand to let me know you understand. Just when I think I couldn't love you more. You always choose to see the better side of me. You're in my corner, on my side. You break my fall. You keep me going, keep me true. With the magic that you do, I know without you I'd be nowhere at all. I guess I always think I know you well. That there's nothing new that you could have in store. Then you look in my eyes and send me 10 miles high. Just when I think I couldn't love you.
Bernie Lamb, he was a great singer, XREF, and he had his shows on British Forces Radio, going out all over the world. Sadly missed, but never forgotten. Now we have a brand new album here, accordion virtuoso Leonard Brown. He's just produced a Scottish country dance album with his 7-piece band. And this track has 7 different tunes in it. What an arrangement. Aimed specifically at the dancers that attend his sell-out dance weekends, where he has about 5 bands playing over the weekend. The album comes with crib sheets for all the dancers as well, so just in case you don't know what you're doing. This one is Shiftin' Bobbins. It's an 8x32 reel. You know the one. The ones cross right hand to the double triangle position with the twos and threes, and the ones cast up to the top and dance down. Oh, you'll get the hang of it. Leonard Brown from So Shields. tracks involving Sting now. This is from his stage musical, The Last Ship.
In the streets around here, there was nobody tougher than me. I was quick with me fists and fast with me footwork, as you can plainly see. But while fighting was useful for getting your way among the toughs of the town, well, you could all swear there had to be something that was better than this. I was 15 years old and I'd never been kissed. Well, of course she'd ignore me. Our friends would all sneer at me bloody nose dripping and me cauliflower ear. But it's hard to convince in a romantic pose with a lovely black eye and a broken nose. Where a girl is attracted to skills more refined than the pugilist's art. And so I inclined to take myself serious as a modern romancer, and I secretly learned all the moves of a dancer. You swing to the left, you swing to the right, keep your eyes on your partner, more or less like a fight. You just follow the rhythm and you keep to the beat. The important thing's never to look at your feet. Then a miracle happens. Your mind's in a trance, though the strategy's subtle. Retreat in advance. It's all about attitude, all in your stance. Attention to detail, leaving nothing to chance, which explains how the pugilist finally learned how to dance. Well, I'd waltz with a broomstick, and if I was caught, I'd pretend I was sweeping or practicing sport. But I really had eyes for your mother, you see, wanting her to acknowledge this new version of me. But now everyone's watching, expecting I'll fail with this fire in me belly. There's wind in me sails. I knew it was risky and I was taking a chance. I couldn't retreat now, I had to advance. I swing to the left, I swing to the right, keep my eyes on me partner like I would in a fight. I just keep to the rhythm and follow the beat. The important thing's never to look at your feet. But a miracle's happened and your mind's in a trance. They're all laughing and cheering and looking askance on the night that the pugilist finally learned how to dance. It's a 3-minute round and you're back in your corner. You're licking your wounds just like little Jack Horner. Don't let your guard down, try a jab with your right, or you're losing on points by the end of the night. Then a miracle happens and everyone's screaming. You're pinching yourself just in case you're still dreaming. You've taken the initiative, you've taken your chance. It's the night when this pugilist finally learned how to dance. In a bout where the strategist's bridges were burnt, where it seemed that his fortune had suddenly turned, 'twas the night that the scrapper was suddenly dapper, and this poor fellow's heart was still going like the clappers. The night that the pugilist finally learned how to dance.
Very clever song from the stage musical The Last Ship with Sting from Wild's End, featuring local lad Julian Sutton on the button accordion there. And this next one features Sting as well. It's from the soundtrack of the film The Three Musketeers. And the Three Musketeers singing here are Bryan Adams, Sting and Rod Stewart.
When it's love you give,
I'll be a man of good faith.
In love you live,
I'll make a stand, I won't break. I'll be the rock you can build on. Be there when you're old, to have and to hold.
When there's love,
there's
What's good, eh? Bryan Adams with Sting and Rod Stewart. Massive hit all over the world, that one. Number two in the UK, if I remember right. And hey, we're on to our last track. I said earlier that we had Brian and Irene from Prelude coming up. It's another from the pile that Jim Hornsby gave us. It's a trio called American Roots, who were a Prelude spin-off. It was Brian and Irene from Prelude and Chris Ringer from... well, Prelude. Yeah, we'll go out American Roots.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Sometimes it feels like this world's gone crazy. And Grandpa, take me back to yesterday. And right.
American roots, Brian, Irene and Chris, and a fantastic album recorded in 2001 at Bellevue Studio in Lower Fell. That brings this week's show to an end in a nice up-tempo fashion. Don't go anywhere, there's more great shows coming right up. And if you're listening on the hospital wards, whether you're a patient, a visitor, or a doctor, a nurse, or any of the other staff, wait, thanks for letting us join you. I hope you're away home soon. We're sending loads of love to make the patients better, and lots of love for all the staff too, and we'll hope you can maybe tune in at home next week. So from Carice Jones, our producer, and me, Gary Hogg, it's ta-ra for now. Keep a hard mind.